Caleb Williams was talking to the media. He was asked about what Troy Aikman had to say when Troy Aikman attributed luck to a touchdown that was scored by the Chicago Bears that ultimately ended up in a win, et cetera, et cetera. And Caleb Williams spoke on it saying it's not that big of a deal, but he just doesn't listen to it, doesn't listen to the noise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me for saying it, but we got too many people out here in today's world that are just full of it. I mean, evidently they're starving for clicks and they want to attach substance to things that clearly lack substance. They ain't fooling no damn body. It's a waste of our time. Let's get that out of the way first. It's just a complete waste of our time. Because Troy Aikman is calling the damn game with Joe Buck. They are the A-team. They are the A-team. I thought the world was filled with Cowboy fans. You know that disgusting, nauseating fan base that gets on my last damn nerves at least once a day? You mean those people that walk around even when they stink to the high heavens? You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You mean those Cowboys? Well, you know what? The last time you won a Super Bowl was January 28th, 1996. Who was your quarterback? It was Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman was your quarterback for your last three Super Bowls. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And we're acting like it's a big deal that he noticed that a football team was a little bit lucky. To me, it's no big deal at all, and I'm not saying Caleb Williams treated it as a big deal, but why even clap back at somebody saying that, look, doesn't luck happen on a football field? Hasn't every team been able to say, we really, really were lucky today? Did the Chicago Bears play their best game on Monday night against the Washington Commanders? Am I missing something? Couldn't they have played better? Couldn't they have been more efficient? Haven't been riding the coattails to some degree of an opportunistic defense that's created at least three turnovers per game over the last three games? That's walking around with a plus 10 in a turnover ratio margin? Am I missing something? Troy Aikman has the temerity, the unmitigated gall to point out the flagrantly obvious. Not to mention having the credentials to do so, and we're actually making this a story? Really?